Live the No Panic Zone, I'm Steve Gerber. God bless America. Thank you for being here. A lot to cover today. Supreme Court stuff coming. But first, here are three big things you need to know right now. Number one, the Senate did pass a gun safety bill yesterday with 15 Democrats. It includes Debbie Stabenow's mental health program. I'm glad she was willing to share it with everyone. Number two, Donald Trump's electors in Michigan are being served with federal subpoenas. You can probably figure out why that is. And number three, opponents are strategizing as abortion rights. The initiative nears a signature deadline. Of course, we might find out today the final decision from the Supreme Court as to whether or not Roe v. Wade has been rejected, the 1973 landmark decision that created law out of thin air, might finally be going into the dustbin of history. So the national right to abortion looms. The Michigan abortion rights supporters said they'll have more than enough signatures to get onto the November ballot, a proposal enshrining abortion and other reproductive rights in the state's constitution. The Reproductive Freedom for All initiative has recruited 30,000 volunteers to collect signatures in the nearly 2 months since a draft leaked about the decision on Roe v. Wade, being led by the American Civil Liberties Union of Michigan. The group needs to deliver at least 425,000 signatures for review by the 11th of July. As the ballot committee's efforts continue, Right to Life of Michigan and other anti-abortion groups are gearing up to fight the ballot initiative if it makes it to the November 8 ballot. The groups have dubbed the proposal the Anything Goes plan because of the far-reaching effects the Constitutional Amendment would have on state law. In all, the measure would repeal or change 47 laws by allowing abortion through all 9 months of pregnancy. All 9 months. Nobody supports that kind of crap. And overruling related laws such as parental consent rules for not just abortion, but also sterilization decisions. Sterilization. Since the proposal is a constitutional amendment, it would trump any other state laws in place that conflict with the language, including Michigan's 1931 ban on abortion that's been dormant since the 1973 Roe decision. Whether you're pro-life or pro-choice, no matter what you believe about abortion, this is a bridge too far. So Kristen Polo, a spokeswoman for Citizens to Support Michigan Women and Children. They didn't enumerate how many state laws would be affected by the Constitutional Amendment and didn't deny the 47 law tally anti-abortion groups alleged. Pro-life groups should be written, but Detroit News has become another leftist publication, sad but true. So, should the U.S. Supreme Court overturn the Roe decision, the state's 1931 abortion ban would take effect were it not for the state court ruling. Michigan Court of Claims Judge Elizabeth Gleitzer in May blocked enforcement of the ban through a preliminary injunction on the argument that Michigan's Constitution already contained a right to abortion. I don't know where they find that, but apparently she claims it's there. Citizens to Support Michigan Women and Children, composed of more than a dozen anti-abortion groups, pro-life groups working to educate potential signees about the wide-ranging effects of the proposal. But with the deadline for signatures just 2 weeks away, the group also is planning a larger, more far-reaching campaign if the policy should get 425,000 signatures. We will be launching a massive campaign to stop this in its tracks, Polo said. We fully intend to defeat it on the ballot if it gets there. Yeah, we'll see how that plays out. And I don't believe for a minute. I mean, 80% of Americans oppose abortion in the third trimester. 80% oppose abortion in the third trimester. There is no medical justification. If you can find for me a justification anywhere for an abortion in the third trimester to protect the life of the... What can be done in an abortion to protect the mother in the third trimester? The vast majority of Americans don't support abortions in the second trimester. And certainly not in the third. So it's going to be a very difficult sale. But we'll see how Kristen Polo and her group, Citizens to Support Michigan Women and Children, how that plays out. Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, it's interesting. This is the problem here with this article, which is written wrong, because you have pro-choice and anti-abortion. No, it's either pro-choice and pro-abortion or anti-choice and anti-abortion. You see, they cleverly twist the language so that you have a certain take. One has a positive connotation, one has a negative connotation, and they bring you in and twist the wording just such. We were taught when I was in college and when I was working in news, you don't do that. Because it's dishonest reporting. Knock, knock, Detroit News. Are you listening? Gary Miles. Are you listening? Clean up your act. It's a dishonest way to report. I've known Gary for 25 years. He's the editor of the Detroit News now. And he knows better. But he allows it to happen anyway. He lets his political leanings and beliefs bleed through, obviously. Here's something else from the Detroit News. We'll see how they cover this one. 16 Michigan Republicans who signed a certificate falsely claiming to cast the state's electoral votes for Donald Trump in December of 2020, receiving grand jury subpoenas from federal officials. The development, which was unfolding in the battleground state Thursday, marked the latest escalation of a national investigation by the U.S. Department of Justice into whether laws were broken by Trump allies as they pushed to challenge the results of the election in 2020. Not clear whether the Republicans are witnesses or targets. Republican Michelle Lundgren of Wayne County, one of those 16 Trump electors, said a group of Department of Justice officials, including someone with the Bureau, with the FBI, served her with a subpoena Thursday. Lundgren said a fellow elector, Amy Facinello, received a subpoena Wednesday. Lundgren is 72. She said she let one of the individuals go through her phone and computer. The investigators looking for email communications she had with other Trump electors. They kept asking me questions, and I kept telling them answers. Why would you do that? That's why anybody that would do that deserves whatever they get. That's just stupid behavior. You don't speak to the FBI. I don't care. Listen. There's a reason you have constitutional rights to protect yourself. They weren't there to help you, ma'am. They're there to pin something on somebody as soon as possible. When we come back, Congressman Tim Walberg will be here. His office has been attacked. And you know what the Democrats have said so far? Nothing. Not a damn thing. Why? Because Tim Walberg doesn't believe abortion in the third trimester is proper, or in the second trimester, or maybe at all. Congressman Walberg after this on the Steve Gruber Show. Don't go anywhere.
If you're looking for a new dog, I always tell people start at the shelter because it's a great idea. But sometimes that doesn't work out. I found the Barking Boutique. They also suggest starting at the shelter. But if it doesn't work, they have a world of wet noses, loving nuzzles, and puppy breath to choose from. The Barking Boutique began when its owner David was heartbroken by what he found looking for a new dog, puppy mills, and people he didn't trust. He decided he could do better, and he did. You can start your search right now, thebarkingboutique.com. New arrivals daily at thebarkingboutique.com.
Joe Biden and Nancy Pelosi are out of control. Their reckless spending is driving inflation through the roof. It's like a big tax hike on everything we buy. We need to fire Pelosi before it's too late for our country and our state. We need John Molinar. Molinar's a conservative who's taken on the radical left in Congress. He said no to their reckless spending and no to their tax hikes. John's 100% pro-life and has a proven pro-Second Amendment record. And John Molinar is endorsed by President Donald Trump.
Great people, real fighters for Trump. John Molinar.
I'm John Molinar.
I don't just talk conservative, I fought for our values. Join me so we can fire Pelosi once and for all.
Send John Molinar back to Congress to take on the radical left. John Molinar, the conservative we can count on.
I'm John Molinar, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Molinar for Congress.
Your time to shop early while the selection is at its best is ticking away. Celebrate your 4th of July with a bang at Sparky's Fireworks Outlet. 3731 Ann Arbor Road, just a half a mile east of the East Michigan Avenue Mine. Get the biggest boom for your buck at Sparky's Fireworks Outlet. Save even more with a Sparky bundle. Don't let your 4th of July fizzle. Get to Sparky's Fireworks Outlet early and save big before it's too late.